Thank you for joining us. This is the sixth episode of Life in Jiu-Jitsu. I'm excited to share a conversation between Amir Kazemi and I today. Amir and I have been friends for probably 4 or 5 years, and I just really enjoyed chatting with the guy, so I'm glad that I can share a conversation with you all and him. Today we talk a little bit about Wiley Training Partners. He walks us through his latest MMA victory, and you know, one thing that Amir and I share is the fact that we're both immigrants, and we just talk a little bit about our experience coming to this country from another place, and how that's shaped our views, attitudes, and beliefs. Thank you for joining us. This is our sixth episode. What is up? We are live with Amir Nosedive Nasser Kazemi. Well, Amir was saying that, you know, you got to have your nickname given to you.
Bro. I don't want to hear that before a fight starts.
That's well, like the other guy.
That hurts my confidence.
Okay. Okay.
Nosedive?
Well, like the other guy.
Amir, your boy, Kazemi. There's a guy, this dude, that I don't even know his name. He's new, but his nickname is actually like Derek, your boy.
Like, like, oh, no shit. That's my boy. That's my boy, Derek.
Bruce Buffer says it. Like, he actually said it like with an accent. You know, like, he doesn't say your boy. He says like, your boy. Like,
your boy.
Yeah, I feel like Bruce Buffer is like one of the best. Oh. Maybe on the boxing ones, dude. They suck.
Supposedly he's like related to the guy who says, let's get ready to rumble.
That's his brother.
That's his fucking brother, right? Like, talk about just like being made.
Yeah, just being made to hype. That's crazy. Well, I mean, I've never heard him talk. Like, you think they're close or they're like, oh, you're opposite company. Like,
hey, fuck you. I think let's get ready to rumble.
Water, but not money.
I think let's get ready to rumble's fucking stupid, bro.
Because like back in the day, they were like hella against each other, like boxing. Like right now, yeah, but like, you know, there's videos of, like Joe Rogan debating all these boxers, like 2009, 10. They're like, oh, like
a boxer would fucking MMA fighter up.
Yeah, or like, you know, like MMA is just for white guys that can't box.
Can you imagine?
That's quoting Mayweather right there.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he's got a whole interview about, you know, like, I'm not trying to be racist, but.
Well, I feel like boxing, so.
That's what he said. He was like, I'm not trying to be racist, but Mexicans and blacks are dominating boxing. So white people were like, We gotta do something. So they went over to the UFC. Yeah, he just says a bunch of shit like that.
White boys like your boy Amir.
Yeah. Hey, Iranians consider themselves white.
No shit.
Yeah, because like when
How would I know? Fuck.
Yeah, because when you say white, like people in America think you mean like European, like Western European.
They think you mean like actually white.
Yeah, like white.
Like white
like,
and skin
yeah,
tone.
Like we have a different scale of like, you know, but if you like, you know, when you have to click on your race or whatever, when it says white, it has like parentheses, it says like original people of Middle East, like Jews, Arabs.
That doesn't count.
No, they do count. Like there are like
that's
Europeans.
White.
Yeah, like it's not. Dude, Iran means land of Aryans.
Oh fuck!
I swear, like I know that sounds so like absurd. Like people think like, oh shit, like that's not.
Why do you? But you know, I feel like if you were to say like to maybe Joe Schmo, like yeah, I'm white. Actually, if you blah, 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 they'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and then I would fucking drop some facts on it. I mean, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not saying I'm European. But like I said, like,
yeah.
I always say that. When you say white people, always think like French, like France, England, you know, like the Northwest Europe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like
people. I hate to like get all political about it, but I feel like Americans care about like literally like the color of your skin. Like, do you look white? You know, because, you know, I'm Mexican.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ah, oh, you look like such a nice white boy. You look like such a nice white boy.
Should I tell the story where with that Middle Eastern guy? Where he was like,
oh, yeah.
Don't roll with that fucking white boy.
It was after I wrist locked him.
Yeah, dude. He's
fucking. You remember that,
he's
dude?
He's back in the gym, dude. Have you seen him?
Is he?
Yeah, he's such a fucking clown, dude.
Dude, this is going to go out, dude.
Oh, shit. Hey, well, they don't know who we're talking about.
No.
Dude, he doesn't look like the type of fucking.
No.
Well, I'm sorry if you
watch. Last week I told a story about, and, you know, dude, I fucked him up so bad today.
Today again? Bro, he's been very nice to me lately, man. I feel bad. Did he invite you to his?
Nope.
His birthday?
Not after what I did to him today.
Bro, he's like his birthday was like, last week, like before I fight.
Nah, he didn't invite me.
He didn't invite you? He might have, like, Man, are you sure? It was on Facebook. I think I saw you invited.
Oh, maybe.
Check it out, dude. Maybe, like, you know.
Oh, wait. I think I was invited.
Yeah. Joy and Liz went there. It was, like, 2 days before my fight.
Where was it?
It was somewhere in Midtown.
Ah, shit. Know,
but, dude, I feel like he's been nicer. I feel like he's been way nicer to me lately.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, he goes through his ups and downs,
dude,
like we all do.
I love you, bro. Like, because, you know, aww. I was like, I'm sorry, I can't make it to your birthday. He's like, I love you. Oh, I feel like I'm giving out who I'm talking about.
Nah, that's fine. We can bleep it.
Oh, we can? That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, foot napkin. Beep. No. No, I'm kidding. No, but I mean, he's been nice. I've been nice.
Yeah, no, he's being a nice guy. He comes at me super hard when we roll.
Yeah.
And so I've been giving to him just like, you know, I mean, like.
You have to, though, dude. Like, when you go with somebody who's, like, so much better than you.
Yeah.
And, like, grappling is, like, what do, dude? It's so frustrating. Like, you have nothing to do. When this guy's, like, so much better than you, you have no idea what to do. It's like, I'm just going to grab this guy hella hard.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. Yeah, well, I grabbed his head hella hard.
That's crazy.
I grabbed his head as hard as I can. I just started squeezing.
Dude, you know what? I did that to
You know, I hate that comes out of me, though. I do hate that comes out of me, but...
That's normal, bro. Come on. Like, nobody's Jesus. Like somebody comes hard at you, like, it's only natural you're going to...
Yeah.
You know, fucking, especially when you're, like, live going.
Yeah. You know, no, it was bad. He had a cut, like, in his mouth and shit. Oh. Like, it was bad, dude. I was squeezing his head so hard. So
I did that. I'm not going to say to who, but one of these new guys. He's not new. No. He's not new. He actually got...
Like, new to the gym.
Well, new to... I've been new relative to me and, you know, like, relative to you, like...
Sure.
He jumps in Dustin's classes. I mean, I'm not going to say his name. You say you can bleep it?
Yeah.
Okay, is Aladdin? You know the...
Oh,
So I did
I'm not going to bleep it, bro.
Why?
Surprise, it's out there. I'm just kidding.
Hey, you can listen. I didn't do... I mean, I'm not saying I did anything bad. I'm just saying, like, we were going... And, like, he always asks, like... This isn't a bad thing. Like, he always asks, like... Everything okay with you, like leg locks and everything?
No, that's a good thing.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, everything, dude. I was like, go for it, whatever. And then, like, I know one time, like, we started rolling, and, like, I had him in mount, and he was being so defensive, right? Like,
yeah.
Especially in gi, like, he was, like, grabbing his own collar or whatever.
You know what I like in those positions? That north-south choke I've been playing with. Because when someone just does this.
Dude, I don't think I've ever got a north-south choke.
Yeah, start playing with it.
It's just, like, so hard. Like, it's so hard to know if you have it or don't.
I feel like the beauty about it though is like, I've never regretted it.
Even like when I know how to do it in a drill, but yeah. Like in live going, like
yeah, no, you definitely have you to know. Play. I'm still playing with it. I've been hitting it for like 3 months now, and I'm still playing with it. But I've never regretted doing it in the sense that, at worst, what happens is I'm still on top, and the guy's fucking tired, especially in the gi, dude. Yeah. I try and stuff some cloth in their face, like, just like here, choke on that fucker. I was at a open mat in. It's just so unpleasant, man. It's just such a bully move.
Yeah,
but.
Like your fucking armpits, dude. I've fucking drank armpit sweat before. Where, like, when I was like in there, like you grasping for air.
Yeah.
Oh man, I never forget. Oh man.
Well, no. So I did it to this. I did it to this. To this buddy of mine at open mat on Sunday, and afterwards, I didn't even do. I wasn't like you know. It wasn't like to the death or anything, you know. But it was pretty good. You know, it was pretty good. And but afterwards he was just like and he was like squeezing his eyes and he's like, dude, like part of your rash guard like made its way into my eyelid. And it was like I was like, yeah, dude, you should
have. That's
like,
too far deep, bro. Like yeah. It's in your eye, like
yeah, I guess he was saying like it turned his eyelid inside out and his like eyeball was exposed. I was like,
what the
dude, how he was down there, he was under that for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, I don't like tapping. Even that sounds like fucking absurd. Like your eyes.
Dude, you got me. You got me.
You can't get infected, bro. My eyes popping out.
Yeah, I mean, it's my rash guard too.
Yeah, dude. One time, like, I was going with this guy. I think it was like a, I don't know, it was like a, Dars or like Anaconda, or whatever. It was like the last round in Nogi or whatever. So he was like, we were both super sweaty, and like, he had my neck in some. I think it was a gift. He had my neck. And I was like, you know, I have a pretty good guillotine defense. Like,
you really do.
I don't really get, like, guillotined a lot. And I feel like my guillotine is one of my best submissions. Especially in no gi, where you just, in the MMA, like, it's hard because of the gloves. But you can just get it right on the, like, the Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, just get a quick tap. But anyway, this guy had my neck, and I was like, man, I'm fine here. Like, and then he starts squeezing, and, like, dude, all of a sudden, there was, like, a river of sweat, dude. Like, you know, my mouth is open, my eyes are open. like, and all of a sudden he just like squeezed like a little bit where I was like fine, but then like his body like contracted or whatever, I don't know what to say.
And like he flexed?
Like, yeah, like he flexed and then like all he like squeezed the like sweat out and it all went into my like mouth and eyes and I almost got caught because like I started like moving my head to like,
oh. It was like waterboarding you with sweat? Yeah,
dude, I started like go like this and then like that shit got deep and I was like, oh no, I'm not tapping to this. So like I got out, but I was like, man, that would have been a stupid submission. Like,
yeah.
Tap to sweat. Cause you know, I would have been a little butthurt. Like I was fine, and then I'm like, this fucking sweat. Like, you know, it was like a natural reaction to just go like this, and then his arm just went like right across my neck.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, I'm trying to get tapped more in practice, honestly. Cause I spend so much time just trying to like be defensive or be offensive. And or just like working my game, that I feel like I struggle when someone puts me in a position that I'm uncomfortable with, and I kind of just like, I'm never in this, and I freak out and I tap. So I'm trying to like give like blue and purple belts and brown belts and up like arm bars and be like, all right, can I work out of this? And I kind of suck at that, bro. Like I never put myself in those situations.
Well, how deep of an arm bar are we talking
here? Oh, like all the way.
Yeah, like all the way.
Well, you know, there's those pros that are like,
I can get fucking Marcelo Garcia in a fucking full on arm bar, like squeezing your knee. You got to give yourself like a window, or like,
yeah, especially in the gi, like when they're holding onto the gi.
It's just absurd. Like,
yeah,
here, have a full on rear naked choke. I want to see if I can. I want to see if I can escape.
Yeah, no, I mean, I gave like a full arm bar to a guy that I definitely thought I'd be able to escape today. And then, of course, he got it, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Wait, like this?
Yeah, like this.
Like, I mean, how can you even defend that? He only has it this, like, you can't even bend it. Like, this is like a full.
Yeah, no, I thought I would kind of like hitchhiker around and like really bend, like really like come up on my, like on my shoulder and my neck. And like, but no, it wasn't.
Is that like when you like somebody, close. Like, you know, I don't know what they call it. I don't know if it has like a proper name. As soon as like somebody opens and you just circle under like either way,
mm-hmm.
like you just go on your shoulder and roll. That has to be like in the
beginning phase.
Momentum, you know, like if the guy already has your elbows like hanging on, because nobody like I feel like people.
Like, I feel like I've seen Gary Tonon and like those like super advanced guys be like fucking whatever.
Yeah, like how often do you think like
they probably do that for hours?
It'll happen, but I just like there is no move there like. There's no proper move to get out of a full-on
armbar.
Like that has to be like maybe like this. That's a good one, you know. Like
yeah, like struggling here.
Yeah, there's a ton of moves there.
Yeah,
both guys. But like this, like I just feel like there's no.
You're done.
Yeah, like I mean, come on. If you let it get that bad in the tournament, yeah, there's like one move where you can, you know, I don't know what you call it, hitchhike, where you just roll, try to like.
You can try, yeah.
Misdirect your elbow. Yeah. That's just not gonna work for long, you know. Like has to be momentum, like. Well,
so walk us through your fight.
Oh, dude. Actually, I'll tell you this. So this guy I fought.
Yeah.
I was supposed to fight some bum, dude. Like,
wait, what?
I like, you know, we watched this video, right? Like he was a young guy, but his record was 1-2. But right. I feel like.
Is that the guy you fought?
No, dude.
They changed your opponent, right?
Yeah. Like they changed it like 3 weeks out. I was fighting a southpaw. I was fighting an orthodox. Like, this guy's a southpaw. And
yeah, because I remember seeing
like
the video.
A 5-2 record. But I'm not scared of that. The only thing I was worried about, that's the first thing I checked when I found out, I was like, man, I fucking hope this guy's in a southpaw.
Wait, so they changed your opponent 3 weeks before.
Yeah. And like they told.
So you thought you were fighting a kid. This guy was like a grown man.
Oh, yeah. He was like 32 or something. You know, I was watching this fight. I was like, man, he still comes in like. He's a full Mexican he comes in, style, dude.
Just
like,
comes in hot.
Yeah, like he was like on
just swinging like, wild.
Yeah, dude. I was so surprised when I like put him away that fast because it was like only a minute and a half. I was like, man, like, I thought you could take a punch, you know? Because I was watching this video. One of the fights,
just scrapping.
Yeah, one of
just
the fights.
Scrapping.
Yeah, dude, he's so scrappy. One of the fights, the fight that he loses, like he gets like cracked and he falls, and this guy gets the armbar. He breaks his arm. You can see you can see his arm break, and he gets out of it, dude. He breaks his arm.
He's
gets
like,
out.
Who cares?
Yeah, he ends up like, getting whatever. KO'd, like TKO'd, but like he breaks his arm to get out, and then he starts swinging, and like he finally goes away. Man, I was like, man, like, I'm going to, like, you know, like, you know, I mean, like, it's a night before.
That's kind of scary to think you have to, yeah, I mean, like, you can break the guy's arm and he's just going to be like, whatever.
Man, I'm gonna, like, I'm going to get, I thought I could submit this guy. I was like, you only have, like, what are you going to get on this fool?
Yeah, yeah.
2 minute, like, 3 minute rounds.
It's like, how do you kill a White Walker?
Yeah, like, fuck, with Valyrian sword. No, dragon glass. Nah, anyway. Yeah, so at 10 o'clock at night, I'm, like, hella dehydrated, tired, you know, just fucking dieting for a month and a half. Doing an interview, they tell you, they ask you all these questions, like, okay, we're gonna ask you, like, talk about your opponent and say this about your opponent. I'm like,
they tell you what to say for the interview.
Yeah, they're like,
kinda, what they want you to say, like, I'm gonna behead him and walk away with his arms.
So first they ask you, like, what's your message for your opponent? And I'm like, dude, like, I don't have a fucking message.
It's the night before, like, I hope.
Yeah, like I hope you're ready to scrap, and then they cut it, like, tell. My message is, I hope, like, you know, they're, like, trying to hype this bullshit up, like
dude. Well, it's your fight.
I know, like, this is, like, I've never met, like, this isn't, like, where you know the guy. Like, I've seen, like, 2 videos.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're telling me this.
They should be like, I'm sure, like, you're a very nice man.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a very nice boy. I'm sorry for what I have to do to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're asking, like, all this bullshit questions. And it's, like, no, say his name and then say, like, this. Say, I'm here to, like, scrap. Like, I hope you're ready. Like, it's, like, all right. So I'm like, my opponent's name is, and I was like, my opponent, Mason Akabil, whatever his last name is. Like, my opponent, Mason Akabil, like, he's a very tough guy, you know, young like me, you know, I hope you're ready to scrap. And he's like, dude, that's not who you're fighting. I'm like, what? And then he goes, like, it's like Daniel Gonzalez. And like, in the middle of the interview, and I have to, like, continue doing on the interview. And I'm like, now I don't know anything about this guy.
Wait, did you fuck up? Or how?
No, you know, they told Tabriz, and I think he forgot to tell me.
Wait, so you found out the night before?
Yeah, 10 o'clock at night. Hell, like, I was so weak, like, bod. You know, like, when you're weight-cutting, hungry, like, you're fucking, you're not on your most confident, you know?
Wait, so they changed the opponent on you 3 weeks before, but you didn't find out till the night before?
Yeah, so this fool knew about me this whole time. 3 weeks, like, out of, like, 5 weeks, eight, like, I don't know, like 6 weeks fight notice. Like, he knew about me halfway.
Were you able to do any research on him?
Yeah, I watched some videos the night before. I actually knew I was going to knock him out. Like, I was like, man, even though, like, I was a little freaking out, you know? Like, I wasn't freaking. Like, it's a weird feeling when you're about to walk into the cage. It's like, I'm confident, but I don't want to be arrogant, you know?
Right, right.
But I was like, man, like, I just knew I'd.
Well, it's kind of shitty that you didn't find out till the night before,
too.
Yeah, I was
like, you know, like, this fool's like. He's like, it's so crazy. He was ranked higher than me. Those amateur websites are bullshit, dude. Like, he's like ranked higher than me. It's like, dude, this fucking guy, this bum.
Like, was he a bum?
No, not like in this fight. Like every other fight, dude, he could take a punch, you know. And I was telling him, I was like, man,
that's
like,
probably why you knocked him out so easily. He was probably sparring like that in practice too. You know, you can only take so many of those.
His last fight was pretty
like a war.
No, like his last fight was. He got rocked, but like, he ended up knocking the guy out with, like, knees. He had deadly fucking knees. I was watching this fool, like, knee this guy's liver. Like, I was like, oh, my God. And, like, a second of, like, he gets cracked. He gets wobbly. And then he comes back with, like, a jumping knee.
Oh, my goodness. To the liver.
Yeah. And I was like, man, like, I'm not a fearful guy. But just the fact that he was a southpaw. Because I've been training orthodox. I've been training, like, misdirection, double legs, like, specifically, you know. Like, using my jab.
We'll bleep that out.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, so I was, you know, and, like, it's hard going with a southpaw. I don't, like, last time I went with a southpaw.
Yeah, practice, no, it requires its own.
Yeah, I don't.
Is, like, that the fight you lost?
No.
In the Buddhist temple?
No, dude, that was bullshit.
Yeah, you actually won the fight.
Yeah, but, yeah, that guy was a orto, too. Dude, at that point, I was so bad at, like, the fight game. Like, I was so unaware. I didn't even know, like, southpaw ortho. I didn't even look at that. I was like, I'm just going to go there and fight.
I'm here to scrap.
I'm just going
to
go there and, like, tap this guy out. And I was like, wait, I have no wrestling, so I can't take people down.
Yeah, yeah. God, it's so much I remember better. That, dude. You were so nervous.
Yeah, but, like.
Has that gotten better?
Oh, yeah, dude. This fight, I was like, it's so weird, dude. This fight, I was like a fucking samurai, dude. I was just like, wait. Like, I feel like it helped because you had, like, 5-6 people and, like. Shout out to, like, Danny Castillo, Joey Rodriguez, Owen. They were, like, really nice, man. Like,
is Danny, Owen a good coach? I see him working with people. He always seems like he does a good job with folks.
Who?
Owen.
He's a good coach, yeah. And he's, like, you know, it's, like, at that point, you know, like, it's more important. It's, like, is this guy, like, a selfless coach where you can, like, you can emotionally connect to this guy. He's like believing you. Like you can tell.
Give you confidence.
You can tell if somebody doesn't give a fuck. You know, you're like,
yeah.
Man, this fool doesn't like this fool can be caged so I can be like killed. And he's like, oh shit, that could get his ass kicked. You know, like, but like, dude, if I lost, Danny would be upset, dude. Like, Danny was upset, like, cause Josiah won before me and he lost. Like, two people lost before me from our team.
Like, wait, I saw a thing on Instagram that you guys went like 7-0.
Oh no, that's his record, dude. Like that guy that posted it,
Hashtag 7-0. I thought it was like all the fighters from Alpha Male.
That's his record, 7 wins.
Okay.
Yeah, I was so upset. I was like, man, everybody gets his easy ass fights. I get the guy that I didn't even know. I was like, this is so unfair. I was gonna walk out with Red Hot Chili Peppers, the other side, because he just starts like, oh, it's just not fair. Like, you know.
What'd you walk out to?
They didn't even fucking ask me, dude.
Really? They didn't ask you?
Yeah, I don't remember. But
you know who hasn't asked me? Submission Pro Tour.
They asked you?
They haven't asked me.
Yeah, I feel like for a submission thing, they're not gonna.
They should. Gonna, I mean, everyone else. Why the fuck should they? What are they? I'm gonna walk out to silence?
What's that Mexican that salsa dance?
Suavemente?
I don't know what it's called, bro. I just remember when I went to fucking Mangos. They're playing that shit.
Oh, did they really?
No, that wasn't a request.
Though. Mangos, sponsor them.
Yeah, shout out to Mangos.
Let me get a sponsorship.
Dude,
Mangos 60 scene, G's, bro. Baby. 60 G's, 60 G's, Mangos.
They do like some bars sponsor fighters. Sponsor fighters.
I remember TJ was sponsored by Makuni.
Yeah, dude, that's free sushi. Dude, can you?
That's a big one, dude. I've eaten so much sushi.
You can eat there, like, if you're. I'm guessing, like,
if you're one of their fighters,
at least like twice.
You think you can just go there and like plop your nuts down and be like, send a waitress over to suck on these?
No, I bet like they have like a like don't fucking be here like every day like
three. Yeah, I'm sure.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and fucking supper. Can you imagine? Like, I'm just have no people skills. Like, somebody gives you a little bit of like, and you just fucking abuse it. Like,
you don't want to do that, no. No, I remember. I remember they named a sushi roll after TJ Dillashaw.
Oh, after he won the championship. They were doing that shit in the. That's so crazy how everybody's against him now.
That is crazy, right?
Yeah. I just like. I mean,
he always seemed like the nicest guy to me.
I hope Cody wins, but yeah. Man, like I just can't pretend like I hate this guy because you know, like I never hated him, dude. I was so inspired when he beat fucking Drow. Dude, I used to walk out. I used to train with his walkout song. You know,
oh, like, dude, I like almost cried.
Dude, I was fucking.
It was that big of a deal. Dude, it was that big of a deal.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking like, just freaking out, dude.
Dude, when he beat Barao, I mean,
that was one of the greatest fucking. Dude, Barao was a savage, bro.
Yeah, no, Barao was a samurai.
God.
He took his soul. He took his soul too, because Barao's.
Dude, he took his soul.
He took his fucking soul.
You know his steroids.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like, man, I hate to say it, but I feel like a lot of the. I feel like a lot of the Brazilian fighters don't look the same after USADA.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
Like, before USADA, they were, like, all Brazilian champs.
Yeah, that could be the change. Yeah, that could be the change of the, like, that could be the change. Like, I mean, most those guys are older by now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, Jose Aldo was a champion for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, that's just passing on the torch, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them. But that is true. I mean, I'm sure there's a shit ton of them there on fucking roids, dude. Like, that's not even... It's good, though, dude. I mean, I don't know. I never even thought about it. Like, I just fight. Like, I don't care if this guy's on steroids. You know, Bostrian has... Like, I mean, I do care. But I just rather not know about it, you know? I feel like if you don't know about it...
It won't affect you?
Yeah, like, it's... Just, I mean, it will.
Like, we don't know can't hurt you.
Oh, man, this guy's, like, super savage. Like, if Bravo, like... I don't feel
But
like,
you have to assume you're fighting a savage anyways, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, come on. You know, like, Bostrian said it... Interesting thing. He was like, if you take steroids, that means mentally you know that you can't beat whoever you're supposed to beat at. Like,
right.
That sounds hella inspirational, but that's true. Like, why would you take it if you think you can beat it like naturally? You know, like that's my thing. You know, I feel like if you can't do this naturally,
don't fucking do it.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, everybody's on it. That's not true. Not everybody. I mean,
I think that's why people are upset. Like, you know, I hate to say, but like John Jones, shout out to you. I think that's why people are upset at you, John Jones. I think that's why people are upset at you, John.
Yeah, I feel like his wins are... And his is like... He took like some hardcore shit.
Oh, yeah, he took
like,
some hardcore...
That was no...
Tyrannibal.
That was no dick.
That's some East... That's some East German shit, dude.
I know, like, it's like... You,
but, yeah, like... Crazy. I mean, I think we can safely assume DC's not on steroids.
No, dude, this is
cool. I mean, look at him, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
DC's not on steroids. BJ wasn't on steroids.
Diaz, I mean, look at them. Uriah was in.
Yeah.
What's his name? Like, I just
I think that's why people are upset. Like, if there was more of like a verifiable, if it was more of like a verifiable, like everyone's on it, then people would be less upset. But people were upset at John, man. People are fucking upset at John.
Like, if he really did take it, you know, it's so stupid that I like. Part of me was like, dude, I mean, he can't be that fucking stupid, you know. But like, if it is, he fucking did DC.
I remember I remember getting your text. And just like, I was hanging out. I think I was having dinner with Haley. I remember getting your text and I was being like, I've got to open up the laptop. I've got to there's going to be some good memes from this. Like, I'm sorry. I just have to download all the memes. So I have to like read all the stories.
I haven't seen any memes. This time is like so fucked up. You know what?
People are too upset to make memes.
When he felt the coke, there were so
that was funny. That was funny. Like the Dave Chappelle meme.
He just almost killed Daddy. He could have killed that.
He actually very closely did. Right?
Like killing him with his fucking long ass shin. And I just like,
it's like baseball bat to the head.
If it was like if it was like, you know, if it was on steroids, I mean, that's fucked up, man. That's just crazy. Like, it's like, I feel like it's not, fighting isn't even about like more. I mean, it is selfish, but dude, you gotta like think about your opponent too. Like, that fool is putting his heart and soul into this. I mean, he's fucking like, he represented your country and in Olympics, and you're just gonna fucking do a steroids and almost kill him? Like, you can't even give him a fair match. Like,
steroids,
you're his biggest rival. I feel like that's even like when somebody looks at you like that, like, this fool hates you so much, he's like thinking about you before he goes to bed. Like,
yeah,
he respects you, he's like, you're the greatest, I just hate him, you know? Like, you just gotta give this fool a fair match.
No,
like,
Jones is a motherfucker for sure. I'd love to see them, I'd love to see them in a grappling match.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jones is... I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's hard to bet against Jones in any context.
It's like... I mean, I want... Is he going to be clean? It's, like, so crazy. He doesn't even... I don't feel like he needs it, dude. He's so bodily, like, gifted. Like, it's just not fair, dude. You got to reach longer. Like, he had, like, fucking 15-inch...
87-inch reach.
It's like... It looks like a different... Like, when they're fighting,
they didn't... They look like two different weight classes apart,
come on,
man.
You're fucking beating way smaller guys. It's not even weight. It's just that like you're fucking... You have this big... Like, your body is this big and your limbs are, like... It's not even proportion.
You're all arms.
You know?
You're all arms.
Arms and legs. Dude. He got some long... Like, his kick was just like...
No, that went, dude, like, that was upsetting. Honestly, that was like some good versus evil type of shit. And like, good squarely lost.
Yeah, and you know, it's so fucked up because he was presenting himself as good.
I was John Jones?
Yeah, I mean, when he went over...
Remember when he first started, he was like, oh, when I was in high school, I was a kid to snitch on people if they did marijuana.
Did he say that?
Yeah, one of his early press conferences, he was like, you know, when I was in high school, I would always, like, snitch on the kids that did marijuana. That. Like, I was always, like, down for the good side.
Who are you trying to please? You trying to please the Republicans?
No, yeah, he tried to be, like, a good little boy. You know, I had this theory about John Jones and about Tiger Woods, you know? Like, when Tiger Woods got caught with that, like, with those, like, 20 mistresses or whatever, and he tried to, like, deny it all, you know?
I only fucked
one of them. Well,
no, he for a show.
Yeah, he had, like, 9 girlfriends or something like that, right?
Well, I mean, come on.
But, you know, like, if 5 of them were fake, he still had 4 girlfriends, you know? But he tried to deny it. That's really tried to deny it. What he should have done?
Yeah, I fucked
him. Yeah, that's me. And I'm still a savage. What? Dude, he should have gotten sponsored by Axe deodorant.
Yeah,
and be like, you want to be a baller like me? Like,
sponsored
get,
by
wear
browsers,
a fucking leather jacket.
Sponsored
put
by,
on some aviators, dude.
Sponsored by casting couch.
I mean, just be
dude,
the guy
America,
that
you
just
you can be that.
Yeah,
guy.
Just
look
be the guy
Floyd
that you
Mayweather.
Are.
Floyd Mayweather is an asshole, and he presents himself as an asshole.
Well, he's the only guy who accepted it. Yeah,
like, I mean, come on, you.
Chael
like,
Sonnen.
Yeah, but Chael wasn't like as bad as I feel like Floyd is the guy that's like. Yeah,
genuinely
not a
bad.
Family guy. Like, what my fucking
dude? He beat his wife in front of his kids.
Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean,
there's a fucked up. Like,
it's
I guess
hard
like
to respect him because of that.
It is. It is.
But other than that, like, he presents himself as an like. Don't I'm talking about like his strip club, his like you know just
Money Mayweather. He used to he used to be Pretty Boy Floyd.
Yeah, and then he just became Money. Like, you know, like it's America. Like, people listen to Drake, who talks about like you can be that guy if you want. Like, you don't have to be the married guy. Like, why would you lie, dude? What's wrong with banging 20 girls? Like, you're a millionaire.
Fuck, I wish I was like a millionaire banging 20 girls, like winning fights and almost killing people. Like, I think that's good. Fuck that, Donald Trump. Donald Trump was.
If it was a president.
No, I mean, listen. I have, and I just want to be very clear. This is not a political show, but you know, quick disclaimer: like zero respect. Yeah, zero respect for Donald Trump coming from me. Though you know, he's the president, whatever. But more so in terms of
not my president. No.
Just in terms of what we're talking about, though, yeah. He's that guy, right? He's that guy. He's like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say that. I did say that. That is me. You know, and that's.
And people respect that. People like
people respect being real. People respect being real.
Also, people don't give a fuck, dude. Like, because every evil notion that you have, every evil like thoughts and things that you have, everybody else has them too, dude. Like,
yeah,
like 80% of Americans would wish they were like banging 20 girls. You know, like you think people want to fucking work 9 to 5 and like get fat and midlife fucking crisis and hate their wives. Like people, like you know, just be real. You know, like.
Just be real. You wish you were him, and that's why you're fucking.
Yeah, like John Jones.
That's why you're
like,
jelly.
I feel like he's got a. I don't know.
Yeah, man. Dude, he could have been. Dude, he could have just been.
He presented himself as good. Like, I mean, he didn't even present himself as a good, like a good person. But he was just. He was an asshole to DC. You know, like, he was kind of like, yeah, like I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I did cocaine, but also like.
And I still beat you.
Yeah, but also he was nice to him after the fight when he went over and kissed his head. You know, I was like,
oh,
yeah,
don't you know, kiss that, me, don't kiss me.
That like, yeah, I did that to him. I did that. He said, Man, anyway, it makes fun of me at the gym now for like the longest thing. Cause when I tap the guy, I kiss his forehead. You know, wrestlers do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, like, I mean, you know, in Iran, you know, when you're like fucking in emotion, like the Iranian comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's like just fucking calling me Kissing Kazemi.
I like that. That should be your nickname.
No, that shouldn't be. That really shouldn't be.
Well, it's like if you got a kiss, you know you lost.
Yeah, the kiss.
Kissemi.
Kissing Kazemi.
The kiss of death.
I just don't think it would sound as funny when like
it wouldn't actually be like, that funny. Wait, so walk us through the fight. What actually happened?
Anyway, yeah, fuck, it's just weird, like all over the place. Yeah, so like the night before I get this, so I go like 10 o'clock. By the time I get done my interview, it's like 11. So I go to my bed. I start fucking just watching a shit ton of videos on this guy, and there's like a million Daniel Gonzalez's, and I'm like, dude, like I don't even know how this guy looks like.
Oh my god,
who am I like?
You just have to go in there and figuring him out.
Yeah, there's like 20 Daniel Gonzalez's
who fight MMA.
Yeah, like, it's like there's like a boxer, there's like a rapper, like, come on, man. Anyway, so I find the guy, and I was like sure in the beginning it's him, and then I was like, okay, it's him. I went to Camo, I did some research. I was like, okay, it's him, and it's like 11:15 now, and you know you gotta sleep early. But anyway, so I go there. I know this is not the fight, but I like to give background. Dude, because I want to say this to somebody. Anyway, because I didn't tell it to a lot of people. But yeah, so I watch some videos, go to bed. Fucking cut like 2 pounds in the morning, which was really difficult.
The 2 pounds, really?
Yeah.
How'd you cut it?
Just went to sauna. Dude, I was not sweating anything. It was like fucking rough.
You're towards the end of the road there.
Yeah, dude, it was just like, man, I was about to pass out in there. Like,
really?
Like, I think I'm good. Like, Danny, I think that's 2 pounds. Let's get out of here.
Danny's like, no, bitch, get in there.
And I was underweight because, like, the scale that we had was just so many bullshit happened. Anyway, so, I was like the fifth or something, like fifth guy. I go to the cage. And, you know, I just knew, as I was watching the video, I was like, man, this guy pulls out. You know,
this guy comes out hot.
Yeah, and then
he
like,
comes in hot.
He's got good striking. He's fast, you know. But I mean, you know, he's fucking 12 years younger than this guy, so I mean, he can't be that fast. So,
you're making me feel bad, dude.
Yeah. Why?
I'm 30.
Dude, this dude was like 32. He's like 2 years old, and he's like this. Not 32. Yeah. But anyway, and dude, this guy's like, wasn't like, come on, dude. This fool is not like. Anyway, he had a good record, but like, anyway, he was a scrapper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he beat guys that he wasn't supposed to beat. So I was like, man, like I'm way better than this guy. But you know, mentally, you know, I was, you know how I am. Like, like sometimes I have like mental issues. But anyway, I was like, man, I can't have any of this shit. Like, these guys fucking sat in a sauna with me. Like, I gotta fucking win this. I feel like they didn't tell me on purpose because they wanted me to lose. You know, they kind of like, you know, they didn't tell it to me on purpose. Like who I was fighting.
It's like, man, I just gotta go out there and do your thing.
I was like, man, I gotta fucking win. Just like, so I go there. I was like, man, no, like for your coaches. This guy. Yeah, and I was like, I know I'm going to catch this guy with a overhand right and, like, left foot. Because, like, he fucking punches and he pulls out with his fucking chin up. Like, kind of like Dominic Cruz, but he's not as good. So he's not, like, fucking using his footwork.
So he comes in and he comes out, like.
Yeah.
just exposing his chin on the way out.
Yeah, like he's good, like evading hooks.
Like, does he come out at an angle or does he go straight out?
Yeah, he did actually come out in angles too, and like, but he just like comes out like his hands are down, and he pulls out like this. And I knew just with a looping, like maybe with a jab and a cross, I wouldn't get him. Maybe with a hook, I wouldn't get him.
Right.
But I knew with like an overhand right and like a roll hook, I would catch him. Okay. Especially with an overhand. Like, I just knew I was going to catch him with an overhand right. Like, deep down in my heart, I was like, man, overhand right is going to be there. So, like, we start fighting. And, like, I think like the first combo I threw like some kicks to fill him out. I was like, all right, I'm faster than this guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I threw a... I think he tried to like jab or something. I just fucking swung. I was like, bow, bow. Like, I hit him with a right and a left hook.
And you're like, oh shit, I'm way faster.
Yeah, I was like, and like, I didn't even fucking, like, cause I was wearing this fucking Pattius gloves. I was wearing a large glove.
The big camo ones?
Yeah, and I was wearing the largest size because that was the only one to fit my hands. So yeah. It had like extra padding. Like, they were supposed to be for heavyweights. Like, they're the only ones that fit. Like, medium and small, they had like fit padding. Yeah. But they were just like, I could barely put my hands in them.
I remember one of your fights, we were like struggling to get one of those.
Like, I couldn't even make a fist in those. Dude. I was like, how am I going
to
punch? Like,
you just had to slap them.
Hurts your hands, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I hit him and he gets rocked. And like, I look up, I hear the crowd go like, oh. So like, oh shit, he's hurt. And then like, he was about to fall. But like, the cage is an amateur cage, so it was small. So he kind of like caught himself on the cage.
Yeah.
And he kind of like regained his, like, you know,
his balance. Composure. And that's where that picture is from.
No, the picture is from the end. Like, oh, okay. This time I hit him, he there's no coming back from that. Like, I kind of just looked at the ref. I was like, dude.
The overhand?
Yeah. This time I just hit him with one punch. So like, I hit him and like, and then I get so excited. Like, I just fucking sprinted towards him. I was like, oh, it's my moment. You know, like, I wasn't even shooting.
Do you feel like you have to be careful with that?
Yeah, I should have been way more. I could have finished him like right there. That was an extra minute. I could have finished him like the first 40 seconds.
Like when Silva knocked out Sonnen the second time, and so he knocked him down, and Sonnen kind of went down like this under the cage.
Yeah,
and Silva just took like three big steps to him, but he did it like really slow. He looked like a fucking alien. Dude. I know, just, dude,
they made this meme where he's like Sonnen sitting like this, and like there's this like a cage side camera, and like Anderson's standing.
Yeah,
and they blurred his like butt. So it looks like the they put like the browser as well.
Oh my god!
Because you know how he's right about it, hitting like this.
Yeah, no, but Silva like really took his time walking over to him.
Silva is a fucking greatest, bro.
Don't you think that
Silva failed for is not even close to what Anderson.
What did
Silva
he fail for?
He fell for some dick pills, dude.
I don't think it was actually dick pills.
Silva was 40 something. He's coming. Like, you can see like how this guy's like, dude, I was the greatest of all time. Like, what happened? I need to win. Like, fucking broke my shin in half. This guy's already beating air. This guy's already got like 20-inch reach advantage. Like, come on, dude. Anyway, so I heard him.
He's talking about Jon Jones there.
Yeah. Fucking, it's not even close. When people say Jones is the greatest.
He should be. This is how mad I am at Jones.
He could have been.
This is how mad I am at Jones, dude. It should be like in... Have you watched Handmaiden? Handmaiden's Tale?
No. What is this, a movie?
It's a show. But it's like when they get like a new handmaiden... They like give her a new name. Like, you can't mention the old one.
No.
Like, Joan should be fucking erased from the history books, dude. I hate that.
Well,
one.
Let's wait for. I mean, it didn't.
Yeah, I'm just so mad because DC was my boy. And you know, DC, I felt like he was on his way to winning that second fight too.
Yeah, it looked like. I mean, it was close. It was closer than the first one, definitely. It's just like, why would you take that away? Like, come on, dude. You gotta give this man a fair. This guy is like, his whole life is around you. Like, his whole life is around beating you.
Well, so, you know, the other thing that's really upsetting too is like, and DC doesn't talk about this because he does actually have respect for Jones, but.
Yeah, of course. He called him the greatest, like, so many times.
Yeah, but, you know, DC lost, like, his wife and child in a drunk driving accident.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And Jones.
Was it his wife, too? Or I think it was only his daughter.
Maybe his daughters, yeah, but he lost his daughter in a drunk driving accident. Here's Jones careening all over the place in the fucking.
Sandblasting bitches.
Yeah, in the Bentley, right? Here he is, like, careening all over the place, hitting a pregnant lady and running from the scene. And then he ran back to his car to pick up some fucking coke and cash and didn't even check on her. And then at the press conference, he was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. This could have really derailed my career. And he didn't say how he was, like, sorry for hurting the woman.
Killed this
yeah, he never said anything about
bitch
the woman.
An unborn baby.
He never said that. He never said anything about how he could have killed the lady. He had no respect for that. He was like, I'm so sorry. My life flashed before my eyes. I see that I could have lost it all. And he didn't. If you look back at that press conference,
I'm so blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It was only her arm.
Thank you for my career, Jesus.
Yeah, but he didn't. He wasn't like actually truly remorseful, right?
Can you imagine how scary?
And then if you're DC, you're just like, oh my God, like I just lost my daughter. I lost my daughter to this shit, and here you are running from the scene.
Yeah, dude, DC was fighting for fucking.
DC was fighting for honor, dude. DC was fighting for like the deepest sense of honor.
I know, that's crazy.
And he got knuckled. Yeah, he got knuckled the first time, and he ate a baseball bat of a shin the second time.
I just don't think how it's really upsetting. I just can't see how you like got so. I thought DC was gonna win. He's been training this whole time. He looked better against everybody.
Oh no, DC! I think
he looked better against Gust. Like he was that fight with Gustafson was way better than that. Like
DC Jones.
Soundly defeated Gustafson.
And Jones Gustafson, like eked it out.
Like, I feel like Gustafson won that fight. Like a lot of people do think that. Like
oh yeah,
it was like a either a draw. Like
it was I feel like if it was bullshit. A fight to the death, Gustafson would have walked out.
It's just like so bullshit, dude. Like
I feel like you have to have DC in like the GOAT Hall of Fame.
Yeah, DC is a really good fighter.
Well, so he won the Strikeforce Heavyweight Grand Prix. He was a UFC Heavyweight Champion, and his UFC Light Heavyweight. No one else has done that. Yeah. And his only two losses are to like a guy who is like juiced to the gills.
This one is definitely going to be.
But do that. Oh yeah, it's fine.
Will it go off if it.
No, because the power is plugged in. But I don't like to risk it. I like to. Yeah, we had for those folks who are just listening on the podcast. What we have is the laptop right next to us, so we know that it's still recording and stuff. So, you know, we've had some technical difficulties in the past, but
it's hard not being. We're able trying to like, look at yourself and also see yourself. You know, like when you get a Snapchat, you can see looking at your. Like, if I want to look at myself in the monitor, I can't see how it look like if I was looking at something directly.
Does that
make sense? Like, I want to see.
No, it's awkward for sure, man. I mean, there's been a lot of.
You can always see the side.
Dude, this whole experience, you know, shifting topics to podcasting in general, this whole experience has been like a lot of fun. It's been super fun, but it's been a lot more work than I realized. And it's been kind of like, talk about like being nervous, you know? And now that I'm kind of doing it, I'm kind of thinking like, okay, like how do I keep this fun? How do I keep it entertaining? How do I keep it, kind of sort of professional, I hope. And how do I grow it? But, you know, the first thing was, like, I always had this idea. You know, I had this idea.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. It was all a dream, yeah. But, yeah, I had this idea. Because, you know, I have, like, I feel like I don't know, I like to talk. I feel like I'm engaging. Me too. You know? And, in fact, you remember Joanne?
Yeah.
When I moved down to San Diego and I met up with her for the first time since after we went to high school together. She was like, what are you doing now? And I was like, oh, I'm in politics. And she's like, oh, I'm glad you found something constructive for all that. Because you like to talk.
Yeah.
And so, but since then, I've had the idea, basically, to like kind of, you know, do some podcasting. And so Haley really, really encouraged me. I was like, all right, well, if I want to do it, I want to do it right. And so, you know, making the logo, you know, making the logo.
You send me.
I sent it to you and I sent it to Joy. I sent it to a bunch of other people. But, you know, that was like a day and a half.
I feel like it's simple and.
And nice, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like it.
Yeah. And then getting it printed was a day. And then doing it in the living room, you know, back when I was having it in the living room was hard. To like set it up and take it down. This I can just like flip a switch on, basically, you know?
Yeah.
But then just like buying this couch and, you know, the background stuff.
Bought that from the. Casting
from the it's actually the casting
slightly
couch
used,
yeah,
found on Craigslist.
But you know, and then like setting up like a podcasting software and like a streaming service and stuff. It's a lot of work. Now that I'm doing it, I'm kind of like, all right, what's next? So I, you know, sneak preview for those who are listening this deep into the podcast. And I'd love to know who's actually listening to these whole things. You know, I think
fuckers better listen.
Yeah, I think people are listening. For real. I think people who don't know me are listening, and people who do know me are like, oh, that's nice, but aren't actually listening.
I mean, you know, that's normal.
You know, people aren't, like. Yeah. But, you know, there's someone in Germany who's downloaded all the episodes, because you get to see, like, where your downloads are coming from. So, like, there's someone in Germany downloading all the episodes.
Dude, you, like, this is, like, your sixth episode, like, fourth something?
Yeah.
Like, come on, like,
it's not bad.
Especially the beginning, like, you know.
Yeah.
there's nothing like, it's okay. I feel like, you know, it's, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's only the beginning. Like, yeah. It's only going to grow.
There's three people in Japan who've downloaded all the episodes.
That's good, man.
Yeah. Dude, I would love to, you know, fuck being famous in America. If someone said, like, you can be famous in America and, like, a super baller millionaire, or you could be famous in Japan, I'd have to think about it. I might just be famous in Japan.
Japan.
Yeah, it just seems like such a unique cultural experience, like, to be, like, huge in Japan.
I feel like America is...
They worship people in Japan.
I know, but I feel like...
when you're big in
Japan... People always think that.
They put you on those fucking funny game shows and stuff.
Yeah, dude, but like, I feel like cool. People don't realize, like, dude, the U.S. is pretty good, man. Like, you always think, like, I mean, you know, we've talked about, like, problems before where I'm like, oh, like, other countries are good, too. We do think about it. It's so weird because there are things that we think, like, we have so good, but I'm like, every other, like, there's so many countries that do have that, like, freedom of speech is, like, you know, like, fucking
pretty Canada universal in a lot of places.
Yeah, but then they're, like, unique. I feel like America is really unique.
Well, so a lot of places don't, so...
You can be that. You can find absolute. A Japan in America. Like, we can be in Japan.
Just in America.
Get, yeah, like, just in, like, in a bigger city. If you go to New York.
It's wild. Not, it's yeah. wild, yeah. It's totally. It's just a unique cultural experience.
In America, dude. Like, it's
just do you feel like that? Random. Do you feel like that's the defining feature of America?
Yeah, because there's so many different, like, there's no way you can eat a fucking Thai food in Iran, dude. Listen to me, like.
Really?
Yeah, like, there's no, like, dude, who the fuck thinks about Thailand in Iran? There's no Thai people there. Like, I've never seen a Thai people. Dude, I've never seen Asian people before I came to the U.S.
Wait, really?
Yeah, we don't have, like, I mean.
So you came when you're 15, 14.
14, 15. 14. Like one of them. Yeah, I mean, dude.
What was that like when you first came here? It was, you and I have never actually really talked about this too much, like, when you first got here.
Well, I kind of knew what it is. Like, it's not like, dude, like, I lived in a city. Like, it's not like I was living in a
like
hot,
in a cave,
like,
or something.
Yeah, like, living in a fucking tent, like, build of cards. Like, no, it was like. Some things are, like, same cultural, like, and you also know, like, in Iran, I think, like, one thing that government does really good in Iran, well, they don't do really good, like, they try really hard, they want to, like, they want to restrict information, like, so, like, a lot of, like, same thing in China, like, internet is, like,
it's its own, like, internet, you're, like, in, yeah, like, your yeah, own, like,
oh, here, you can,
it's really a big, yeah, intranet,
like, if you want to go on, like, I remember, like, the first year I went back, 2011, so I was here for a year. I went back the summer. I was, like, trying to Google, like, something. It's just, like, that site is restricted. It's, like, so...
It was porn, wasn't
yeah.
it?
No, dude, it was YouTube. But it porn, too. Like, dude, like, what if somebody just... You don't let them look, like...
You can't get porn in Iran?
No, like, you have to... Like, it's, like, on cell phones, you know? Like, they're fucking catching your phone to
wait,
lash
really?
You. Like, can people have any fun? You don't let them drink. You, like, it's really hard to talk to girls because, like, you have to take them to, like, dark alleys and shit. Cause, like,
wait, you got to take them to a dark alley?
Well, I mean, you know, that's like, I mean, that's a bit of
exaggeration.
Yeah. But, like,
but you can't, like, be on a date in public.
No, dude. Like, I mean, you can, but, like, when you see, like, you just can't, like, be, like, hella into it, like, in public. The cops will go always, like, they'll, like, so, like, if you make a, like, if you be, like, hella, like,
affectionate.
Okay, let's say, like, two attractive young men and girl are walking, mm-hmm. like, and you're, like, oh, these fools are definitely dating. And that's okay, but, like, if you guys start, like, kissing, oh, dude, cops will pull up right away. It's, like, are you guys related? Like, are you guys married? No, you guys aren't married. Like, fuck.
Wait, really?
Yeah, dude, don't do that shit. Like, so it's like.
You're not married? Stop holding hands?
Yeah, like, what, fucking arrest you or something? Like, your parents know you're here? Like, get the fuck
What
out.
Power do they have to arrest you? Like, what's the law?
The law is that, you know, don't fuck with the government. That's the law. Dude, it was so funny. This guy cited, like, yes, according to the Constitution, like, Part A, you know how they have, like, Constitution, like, A.32.
Yeah, the citation.
Yeah, it's like...
According to this, yeah, you can't hold hands?
No, this fool, like, it was so funny. One of his officials, he cited something. It was like, yes, according to this law, you know, not a name, just, like, a bunch of numbers.
Yeah, yeah, letters. The citation, yeah. Like, section, like, Penal Code,
yeah.
Section 163,
yeah, so
A,
so
B,
so he gives
yeah.
this, and, like, I don't even forget what he was, dude, but he was just so funny. He gives this thing, and he's like, dude, there is no such, like, that law doesn't even exist.
He just made
yeah,
up a bunch,
like,
of numbers.
I think yeah, the number ended at like 33, and like we only had like 32. You know, like that was it. Like P32 was the last law, and it was like P33. Like he was just like,
he just writing them in his fucking
yeah,
head.
Yeah, he was just like, he just makes it up because, like, dude, what the thing I was most shocked about, it was just how people can just criticize the government, dude. Like
here in the U.S.
Yeah,
like, dude, that's our past. That's our. That's like
yeah. See, I was talking
people
about,
spend as much time criticizing the government here as they do on like baseball.
Yeah, like. You can't talk shit. Like, I remember when I, The big news that in Iran was, like in the U.S. was, I don't know if you remember, the cop pepper sprayed like a bunch of students that were sitting
down. Here in Davis. Yeah. That was here.
Yeah, so like that was like fucking, like a month there was like.
Wait, how did you feel about that? Because I feel like in Iran, that's like, they got it. Like if that happened in Iran, it'd be like the kids, they got off easy.
Yeah, and like, I mean, we'll feel the same, like, ah, fuck the cops, you know, they'll do that shit. But like, it was so crazy how they talk about this thing and they're like, I don't know what happened to the guy, but at least he got like criticized. Dude, in Iran, that shit is normal.
In
dude.
Iran, it's like the, Monday.
I know. It was like, dude, like you don't even like you don't have like, the cops.
You have no right.
Business you talking no. to the cop, dude. Like, yeah. He just tells you do it. Like, there is no with a cop, there is no conversation, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's only and there's sections of cops. Dude, there's like a regular cop. There's like a.
They're like different bosses.
No, there's and then there's like the political cop. Like they call it the political belief cop. Dude, you don't fuck with those guys, dude. I swear, that's the name of the cop. Like, that's a rough translation. Like, the political and belief cop. Like, there's a cop for that. There's a police for that. Dude, it's funny, but it's like, that's how people live over there.
Donald Trump's like, taking notes, dude.
Like, bro, I don't think Trump, like, even, like, is capable of that. Like, he doesn't.
He doesn't even come close. So, actually, this is interesting.
It takes, like, generations of dictators to get to that level of fucking, like, just absurdity. Like, no freedom. Like.
No, the political and belief cop.
It's like such a known, like, you don't talk about politics in Iran, like, in public at all. It's only between, like, close family, when you're sitting in a cab, when you're, like, in the metro, where there's, like, nobody's, like, you know, like, even, like, you have to be, you don't talk about that shit to school. You know, they do that, like, your kid never talks about politics in school, like, because, like.
Oh, here they have you, like, write papers. What do you think, Sally?
I know, if they say something about the Supreme Leader, like, ooh, like, they fucking come to you. I was like, what have you been teaching this kid?
Oh my
I don't
God.
Think they even ask questions. They just fucking knock your door down.
Start slapping you.
They fucking take you to like, there's fucking prisons that like, do you go into prison, that prison, you come back. If you come back, you're like a different person, dude. You don't fuck with anybody. Dude, it's like fucking insane, dude. Like,
whew. You come back with just like 1,000 yards.
2009, there. It was like the little like movement, like, you know, because it was like an election and they clearly fucking cheated. And this guy that was like not even popular.
Like
one
overwhelmingly.
Yeah, do you remember? It was like a green themed. And I was out and I actually got kicked one time. Because, you know, I felt like I wanted to do something. It was just so absurd, you know.
Wait, where'd you get kicked?
Because I was running from the cops. They were like, we were doing this like fucking, there's no peaceful like fucking protest, dude. They just like go out.
You're out there throwing stones and smashing shit or what?
Dude, they send cops. Like, they don't even let it get. There was like 2-day protest. A lot of people came out, like millions. But, dude, they are so brutal, dude. They don't, like, I just went, like, where are these, it's so weird. Like, aren't these fools not Iranian? Like, because 90% of
like,
people.
Like, how could you do that to your own people?
Yeah, like, 90% of people don't like the government. Like, where do they find these fools? Like, these fools will, like, fucking stomp your head, dude. Like,
yeah. Like, well, you know, that goes back to something that I think you were saying earlier, where it's like, well, those people are actually just like you and me. You know, where we like to believe that people that are that brutal or that are that fucked up are kind of like, oh, I have nothing in common with them. No, you probably do, actually.
Yeah,
like
it's just the cause, you know, like.
Well, I mean, the cause or just what, you know, you don't know what kind of pressure they're under, you know. I'm sure they're under tremendous pressure, you know, when they get, like, trained and stuff.
Yeah, but.
You know, they,
I mean,
like, they
know,
get, dude, they get fucking brainwashed. I'm sure they get beat.
I know, they're brainwashed.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we know where your family lives, and if you don't, like, uphold the orders, we're going to come after your family.
Yeah, well,
like,
you can also tell when somebody's, like. You know, somebody doing a little extra in the job. You know, if you don't like a job, you know, you'd be cutting corners. You know, and this would give, like, an extra kick.
An extra, like, baton.
Yeah,
like,
dude, if you go on YouTube and put, like, Green Revolution Iran, like, it's only 2009, dude.
Yeah.
You just see videos. Like, even, like, there's this one section I remember clearly. There's, like, three cops. They're, like, two soldiers. Soldiers are, like, the guys that have to do, like, the 2-year military service. Mm-hmm. So they're not even...
They're there mandatory.
Military. Yeah, they're like probably some from some faraway fucking village. Anyway, they're in capital. They're like, oh, these capital pigs. So it's like beating the fuck out of this guy. So one like officer and two soldiers. And there's like a bunch of people come to save the guy. And like the officer's like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. They're going to kill us. And then like after like that one soldier at the end when they try to let him go, he gives this hard ass kick to this guy. Like,
oh my God.
He just like kicks him in that direction and runs. I'm like, dude,
like one more
he
for fun.
So motivated to kick that guy. Like, what? I just don't get it. Like,
yeah, no, I think that becomes like his little unit, right? That becomes like if he is from some faraway village and he's like never been part of a large group, yeah, right?
Like supremely live. Like,
well, that's the thing. It's like when you
people do like to believe in things.
People like to believe in things. You know, they had these studies that came out this last year, and they said like the number one thing to be happy is if you feel like you have a purpose.
That's true.
And it's almost like
tribalism, dude.
Like, it's tribalism. Yeah, dude. Yeah, you want to be part of something. It almost doesn't even matter what the purpose is. Yeah, like, my purpose is like purpose. My purpose is to fucking quash political revolution. Yeah, my purpose is so to be weird, a revolutionary. Dude. It's the same instinct, right? Yeah. And that, you know, that's what really pisses me off. Like when I see people in the political realm talk and be like, oh, you know, I don't even understand these people. They have nothing. Well, no, you guys actually have a lot in common. First of all, we're all children of God. Right? Like, we're all children of an ever-expanding universe. We're all humans. Second of all, like, we both...
I'm an animal. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
But, you know, second of all, like, we both want to be part of something. We just chose different things to be part of. True. You know? We just chose different things to be part of. And, like, if you, like, map out that behavior, a lot of it's actually the same, you know? And I'm not trying to defend people who do, like, awful things and, you know...
revolutionaries.
Yeah. No, I'm actually... Yeah, right. Like, I'm actually a very, like, liberal and progressive guy. But, you know, one of the things that sort of pisses me off is when people are like, oh, I don't understand how somebody could be like this. Well, like, well, they're just kind of...
If you think hard enough, you can.
Yeah, if you think hard enough, you can, you know? And you don't know the kind of pressure that soldier came under, you know, under when he was trained, when he, like...
Yeah, I mean, does
when he was told... Well, yeah, when he was told, like, if he doesn't do well, his whole family's going to suffer the burden or whatever the fuck they did to, like, motivate those people, but, you know?
Actually, there's, like, a lot of people, I was like, these fools aren't even Iranian. They're, like, Arabs. They bring these Arabs. They bring these... Because, you know, Iran's government is, like... People always think, like, in Iran, like, people are like, hate Jews or Israelis or whatever. Yeah. Dude, like, they're saying these soldiers are Palestinians because, like, they're like, oh, the government helps Palestinians. And I feel like some of them were, dude. These fools are, like, so dark. This fool did not even, some of these fools didn't even look Iranian. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know. It could be a myth, but, like.
They brought in people from, like, a different ethnic group to, like, suppress your own people?
Like foreigners, like Palestinians, like
to suppress it, like people that already didn't like you.
People from Yemen, people that are like connected Lebanese, people that are like connected to Iran's government,
yeah,
that are not Iranians, are like, oh, I don't give a fuck about this guy. Like, this guy supports our cause.
Let me kick him.
Yeah, no, this like the supreme leader of Iran supports our cause, so I'm gonna go help him. These guys are fucking infidels. You know, they just like, man, just this.
That's the other thing too, is like religious war, man.
And it's like so crazy, like. 90% of people aren't religious anymore.
So when you bringing that back to to the differences that you see here in America, you know, you saw those kids get pepper sprayed in Davis.
Yeah,
and I want to be. Let's both just say it so that no one gets triggered. Okay, that was awful.
Dude, okay, I'm just
that was awful.
I don't know.
That was
I don't even know. I only cared about the fucking fact that this guy's getting roasted for it. Like, dude, it's like this just happened in Iran. The media is on, like, it wouldn't even be on the news. Like,
it'd be like Tuesday.
It's like it wouldn't even be on the news. Like, you wouldn't be sitting.
So
there.
So do you feel like
if you were an Iranian student, you wouldn't be sitting there because you knew what the fuck is gonna happen to you. You sit there, you see a cop, you sprint off, dude. Like, that's how people are scared of the government. Like, you see a government, you see a guy with beard, and like with a fucking like one of those religious like balls where you like go like this.
Oh, rosary.
Yeah, like whatever. You see one of those fuckers. You fucking tighten up your shirt. You put your hair back. If you're like a girl, you fucking wipe out your makeup. Like, it's that bad, dude.
Oh, my God. So, one of the things that upset me about the UC Davis thing, because I know that places like that exist. Like, places like what you just described exist. And people were acting like the UC Davis thing was so bad that it was like almost...
Downfall of America.
Like, yeah, you're right. Like, almost like... So, you know, and it was awful. And it was awful, yeah, but... I mean, you have to take things in context, and part of my worry with these sort of things is that when you start, like, people can lose their motivation if they feel discouraged, you know. And if you start saying that like this is as bad as something that might happen in Iran, it's like, no, it's really not.
No,
it's really
that's
not.
It's
disrespectful. It's disrespectful to people that are actually suffering. You know. The cop was totally out of line. He really shouldn't have done that to peaceful protesters.
Yeah, he was pretty savage.
It was pretty savage. Yeah, he got everybody. But,
normal.
You know, it wasn't, there was no reason to do it, and it was bad. But it's to act like it was like some heinous crime.
Yeah. Just be happy that you can talk about it.
Just be happy. Yeah.
You can prosecute.
Yeah.
Don't be happy why it happened. They're assholes.
Yeah. You know, and maybe you and I have this mindset because we come from countries where, you know, I don't know. I come from Mexico. I guess there is freedom of speech there to an extent, but, you know, the government is, you know, more and more, I think, showing itself to be...
corrupted.
Yeah, like to its very core, you know? And so for me, when I see things like the Davis thing, I was like, I'm almost like... It's kind of like your white privilege to be so upset.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like you have no idea, you have no idea how good you have it, you know, and for you to act like it's tantamount to something that would happen in a third world country, you have no idea. This guy in the Philippines, Duterte, just murdered 19,000 drug, you know, suspected drug users.
Damn, suspects, huh? Like, yeah, not suspects, not even like actual.
Yeah, just murdered.
Like, oh, you look like a fucking crackhead.
Boom.
Didn't they do that in China? They put them on a ship or something. They like
fuck.
Fucking,
I don't know, man.
They fucking sunk. They're like, I think I heard it somewhere. It sounds like the truth. Don't quote me on it though. Like, Google it up. But like, there's like, yeah, this government, you know, they're like communist or whatever. They're like pretty hardcore. So they're like, you have 3 months to like clean yourself up. Like, after the 3 months, if you catch anybody with drugs, we're gonna like kill you. And then like they rounded up like a shit ton of people. And they put him.
They just killed everybody?
They put him on a ship and they took him in the middle of the ocean. They just sunk the ship.
Oh my God.
That is so savage, bro.
That's stupid. That's like, nothing to laugh about.
Dude. Nothing to laugh about. We've laughed about our people's sorrows.
Yeah. We know they say you laugh because you can't cry.
Yeah. Dude, no, I'm just laughing because at the level of fucking absurd. Like, I mean, at some point it's so absurd that it's like, you know. And that shit is like a long time ago. Like, what do you want me to cry for? I'm like, oh. Sorry, Chinese people. Like, oh, that shit is rough. No, but it's like, come on, like that was a pretty. I just feel like, you know.
What else surprised you about coming here?
Like, you know, it's the culture, how people are like. People are more like open about things, you know. Like, you can live with your girlfriend over there. You can't. You just have to get married.
Fuck, really?
You know, yeah. Like at 25. You know, because people need to have sex. Dude, I tell you, I was just talking to my friend on Instagram. And, you know, like, if you're a girl, you have to be a virgin to be married. Because, like, if you're not a virgin, that like, oh, this bitch has been around. And if you're a guy, it's so stupid.
If you're a guy, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, like, and it's like, you have to fuck girls. Like, I mean, what do you think is happening?
Who are they fucking? Yeah, nobody?
So, like, girls, what they do over there. Dude, I'm going to shut on my country. But so I was talking to this guy. And I'm like, and he's like, he's like, are you single right now? Whatever. I was like, yeah, I'm single. I'm like, you know. I was like, what about you? He said, yeah, I just ended this relationship. It's like so normal. They talk about how we talk about it. Yeah. But I'm like, and I was like, and then he's like, yeah, like, I was careful. I fucked her in the ass so, like, she can be still a virgin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, girls do that shit. So, like.
That's got to hurt, man. I mean, if you like, if you don't. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, if you don't want, like, if that, you know, some people love that. And there's no problem with, you know, if you do, if you don't. Yeah. But, like, if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, not I feel
like if that's not something that you would naturally, if that's not something that you like, yeah. It's gonna fucking hurt, man.
Well, God. I mean, if she didn't like it, she wouldn't allow it, you know. Like, who knows? It's not that bad where you like, you just point at the girl. Like, women have rights there too.
Okay,
rights
okay.
Not to get fucked.
Oh my God.
No, but I'm just saying, like, people do that, but like, I mean, that's not. That is a case, but I mean, also not everybody does it. Girls are like, girls.
So, you know, some Mormons do that here.
Yeah. Over there, girls are like way more preserved. Like, they just don't let you like. They hang out with you. They even make, like, they kiss. You go to coffee shops. Like, but they're not, they don't let you, like, fuck right away. Even, like, dude, even Iranian girls here, they want to get married. I'm like, fuck out of here. Like, if you go to LA, you have to have, like, you have to have an education and you have to have a house. You need a decent income.
How are you going to take care of me?
Yeah, and you got to marry. And it's so crazy because most girls over there also, like, go to school. But it's just a mentality, you know? Like, you just can't live as a girl by yourself because the society. So, like, that's one thing that, and it wasn't always like this, like, in the previous regime, like, only 40 years ago, we had brothels. I mean, people were, like.
Really?
Yeah, 40 years ago, it was a very Western. Yeah, I mean, we had brothels, like, cabarets, is that what you say?
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, I mean, and people were, like, living with their girlfriends. But after 40 years of, like, super hardcore religious government, that changes the mentality of younger, like, when you, yeah, it changes the mentality of.
And it's, like, brainwashed people over
too.
Time.
Yeah, I mean. It, there are certain things, even when people resist it, it still, like, washes over. Like, you just, you know, like, people, it's looked down upon as a society. Like, if you see a girl just living by herself, like, 30.
That's like, not good.
Like, oh, she's a hooker. Like, you know.
Wait,
like,
really? Fuck.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, like, what do you do? Like, 30, you're not married. Like, And like, if you want to get married, you have to have your parents. Like, everything is so formal. I feel like everything, like how it was in the 50s here, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the best, like, roughly. Everything is more preserved, you know? Like, you're not just as free as you are now.
Yeah. You miss it?
I don't miss it. Like, I mean, I miss the country.
I feel like when I first met you, you, like, talked about it a lot more.
No, I miss it now. Obviously, I do miss it. I don't miss, like, I never missed the, like, the culture. Because, you know, I see the bad in both and good in both. So, like, you know, a lot of things are, I don't, and I'm.
What would you say is, like, the bad in American culture since you're relatively new to it? Don't anybody get mad. It's just him speaking his mind.
Well, like, I mean, it was just political stuff that I, you know, we were talking about your yard, about, like, the, just the government, like, the wars, and, like, just the way people are so, like, I mean, over there, people are selfish, too. But, like, how people are, like, certain part of the country, people are, like, so selfish, like, oh, I got mine.
Yeah.
Fuck you, you know. And over there, but, like, to live in a, such a rich country and be like that, like, it's, this isn't, like, this isn't a country where you're, like, fucking starving, you know, like, so no. If you see a homeless person and you, like, you don't want to give them a dollar, it's not like the economy is so shit. First of all, for people are, but, like, just most people are, like, very not a lot of compassion, you know, like, for.
You think there's more compassion in other places, or?
I would say, like, relative to, like, the situation, yeah.
Yeah. The, I think it was the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times.
You can just see it. Like, people, it's, like, it's in the culture. Like,
it's not in the culture. Praise
to be, it's, like, it's looked like, oh, you're a badass if you, like, hate everybody. Like, I hate, you know, with the shirts, like, I hate people. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, like, if I don't need you in my life, I'll cut you out. Like, those sassy things, like,
that's, I hate not, that. I hate that, too. Good. That's not a good way to be. Yeah.
That's not good. Like, and that's, like, yeah. People look
that shouldn't
at
be
it.
Encouraged.
Yeah, and, like, TV shows, you see, like, badass guys always like that. Like, that
they have no friends and they're alone, yeah, and
like,
stuff,
oh,
yeah.
I don't care about you. Like, the vampire, like, oh, I'm so badass, you know? It's gonna go like that again.
Yeah, so I, This book, Habits of the Heart, talks a little bit about that, actually. Habits of the Heart was this book, like, published in the mid-80s, and it was sort of actually one of the most widely prescribed college textbooks to this day. And what they did was they talked to about 100 different people in different parts of society in America. They talked to, like, an investment banker in New York. They talked to, like, a stay-at-home mom in rural Illinois. Oh, we can hear that. Oh. They talked to, like, an elected official, you know, somewhere else. They talked to a small business owner. And they try to get to this question, like, what is America all about, you know? And everyone kind of gave a different definition, so it's kind of interesting, you know? And so they weave those stories in with what these different sociologists and academics see as some of the, like, fundamental underpinnings of America, you know? And they were saying that, like, one of the, like, where a lot of that sassy type of stuff comes from, in the 80s, they kind of called it.
Damn, it's way worse now. So
it's way worse now, yeah. But in the, so, like, the underpinning of it, like, the storytelling sort of context of it is, like, one of the most common movies or one of the most common stories that Americans like to read about is, like, the detective, like a hard-boiled detective or a Western. And what do they have in common? They're both totally alone. Yeah. They're both totally alone. They're both kind of like seen as people that are necessary to society in order to, like, maintain society, to maintain, like, law and order, or to main, or like as a hero in the Cowboys case. But because they are, part of them being, like, elevated, and part of them being, part of the mystique of them, is that they're not fit for society.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And is that they're kind of like an outcast. And in a weird way, it's like a narrative parallel to the Jesus story. That you have this, like,
he was an outcast.
He was an outcast. You have this savior who's, like, too good for society, but necessary to for its preservation and sort of outside of it, you know? And so, like, yeah, like, our culture celebrates, you know, back in the day, Cowboys and then hard-boiled detectives. I mean, to this day, when I look at podcasts, when I do research for the show, something like 5 of the top 20 podcasts are, like, detectives.
Oh, dude, actually, when you mentioned, I might look that up. I mean, it's not even, like, it's not even being lonely. That's, but it's like you can be, like, a lonely person.
But,
and,
like, no, but saying, like, I hate people, like, saying, like, yeah, oh, I don't want people, or, like, I'll, like, cut you out.
People are not compassionate.
The New York Times was saying, I think it was the New York Times, they wrote this story about, like, how poverty in America is unique. and that we are a country that prides itself on the notion that if you really want to, you can make something of yourself.
Yeah, I believe that for the most part.
Yeah, I believe that for the most part too. What's kind of socially damaging about that, though, is that there comes this like related conclusion where it's like if you didn't make it, if you didn't make it, you have no one to blame but yourself. And so it comes with like a, it comes with like a, that notion that you can make it if you want to, comes with like a,
yeah, but if you like didn't baggage. Make it,
if like, you didn't make it, you're a piece of shit.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And so being, my dad was talking about this one, you know, when we first moved to America, my dad was talking about this. He was saying, you know, I didn't really understand what he was saying because I was like six, you know. my dad was always hitting me with like the sophisticated shit, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, he's a great guy. I love him to death. But he was always hitting me with the sophisticated stuff. But he was, you know, I didn't really understand it until later. Shout out. Pops, shout out, Alejandro. He just had a birthday. However old you are, Dad, I love you.
Should know that. No, I'm
kidding. Fucking 55, whatever. He was saying, you know, poverty in America is absolute. And when you're poor in Mexico, you get the compassion of your friends and your neighbors. And when you're poor in a lot of other countries that sort of have this like homogenous identity to them, because we're kind of all seeing the same, especially like in an ethnically homogenous country. And it was like, oh, that's like my fellow man. That's like my fellow kin. But precisely because we are a little bit more diverse, it's a, you know, humans just find it a lot harder to be compassionate for people of other,
yeah,
of other backgrounds.
Like, I'm not trying to say like, oh, if you're
no, there's a real, I think there's a real compassion problem in America. I really do. I do think there's a compassion problem in America.
Like, I don't feel like if it's like you see a, like everybody gives money to the beggar in Iran, but like I just looking people like act like not even like to the level of like poverty, just the way people are so disconnected from each other.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, that could,
yeah,
I mean,
that's what my dad was saying, is like poverty in America is absolute. Like, you're not only poor, but you're also
alone,
you know? Alone, and like, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, I just feel like people are very disconnected from each other, and it could be part of, I'm not one of those guys that I'm a millennial. I'm not like the type of guy that like, oh, look at that fucking young guy, he's on his phone, they're all the same. But mm-hmm. I do feel like technology may have played a part in it. It's not as big as people like to pretend. Like, if you're on your phone, everybody's like, oh, look at him.
No.
He's a cancer. Like, but, you know, I just do feel like people are, I don't know, like, I can't even pin it down because they're like, but, like, I mean, it's not like if you're hungry and you're on your neighbors, they're going to give you lunch every day. But, like, I just feel like there's,
you'll get a,
or, like,
more,
maybe people fake it. Like, that's, like, if you don't care enough to at least fake it, like, just fucking step over there, right, get it together, grouch. Like, come on.
Like, no, I feel like people in America are like, no, I won't help you. Help yourself.
I do, dude. I do read a lot. Like, man, I feel like Facebook is, like,
that's
so
hard.
Bad. You know, I'm the type of guy, like, I go on Facebook and I look for things that, like, upset me.
You shouldn't do that, man.
I haven't
you
done that in do a while that. Because
that's, like, good for your mental health.
I know. I used to, I avoid those things like hardcore now, but I used to be like, I used to read every comment, like I wanted to reply.
No, don't do that.
But like, I don't do that. I just like, dude, I used to do that for MMA, like when Chad fought Connor and everybody was like, oh, he whooped his ass. Like, I was on the Chad side arguing and shit. Like, but anyway, I just avoided it. But I read so many, I used to read so many of these comments about like healthcare. I mean, come on. I feel like if you ask anyone about healthcare,
they'd be like, yeah, give it to people.
99% of people are going to be like, yes, I will pay $5 more so this poor bastard in the South like can have a fucking... It's just like the amount of... Like, there's so many compassionate people here. Like, people go to Africa here like and help, and that's great. Like, but there's also like the
polar... But they won't go to like their neighbor's
like
house.
They're like the polar opposite. Like, there's somebody like...
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie, like, she goes to like Africa or whatever. And there's like a total douchebag opposite of this guy. I send you that one text. I don't know if you remember. This common thing. This guy was like, I just care about my kids. I really don't care about yours. Like,
oh,
this
yeah.
Guy,
I remember that. That's
like,
so sad.
He's got like 1,000 likes. I was like, oh my God, dude.
Well, so just for context for people listening, like Amir sent me this thing. I think it was during the healthcare debate or something like that. Yeah. And he was like, you sent me a screenshot of a comment where someone was like, all I care about is my kids, and if you can't provide for your kids, then they deserve to die,
yeah,
or something
like
that.
I don't really care. Like, and he wasn't even
yeah, that is really heartbreaking, right? That's heartbreaking that's in our social fabric, but
that really disappointed me. In America, read that, and I was like, damn. Like,
just to play an advocate for those people, I think that those folks come from a point of view where they say, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's tough that I'm like this, but if everyone does take care of their own, we're all better off. And yeah, so, like, they, like, I think I that mean, those people, on. I think that folks like that do genuinely believe, like, if we well, if we I all mean, take care of ourselves, we'll all be better off. And it's better, you know. I kind of get it, like, but they're basically, I get it. I don't, I'm not with them, but I get it. You know, I don't think that they really. There are some people that wish ill. There are some people that wish ill, but I think for the most part, there's.
But
like,
if you believe that,
there's like, that strain of like American independence and conservatism, and like self-reliance, and we're fucking cowboys.
We're, yeah, you know, I see that, but I feel like if you're like a 40-year-old man and you have like two, I mean, at some point in your life, your belief system has to change. Like, I'm not the same guy I was 2 years ago.
Fuck no, dude.
I'm not the same guy I was like 4 years. I just can't see like.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because you've really evolved, man.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I've seen you get like more confident, more.
Yeah, it comes with fighting. I feel like fighting and jiu-jitsu help. After you choke fools out, like, you just feel so superior. No, I'm kidding. Like, get out of here, white belt.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's crazy. No, that's not true. I'm not like that at all, actually. But no, I mean, obviously.
I mean, shit, when I met you, you helped me move because you had no friends.
Dude, that's like, not true. I helped you because I'm a nice person, bro. That just takes away so much.
he's a nice guy.
Like,
a nice.
I really
dude, you've helped me move three times.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's a long time ago.
No, but, you know, you do have that compassion.
Yeah,
you
I mean, do have you that know, compassion. If your friend asked you to move and I had nothing
that's
to
when
do.
You find out when your friends are.
Yeah, like,
dude,
I had
that's
nothing
when,
to do.
That's when you find out who your friends are, man.
It was, like, right up this, like, you used to live, like, a little close to where I lived. And I had, like, nothing to do. And it was, like, a Sunday. Like, what am I going to say?
Yeah,
like,
fuck it, help me move, yeah.
I mean, it's not, like, I honestly don't think moving, like, I had to move, like, Kenny, I had to help Kenny move. And it was, like,
is he moving?
Yeah.
Where's he moving to?
Oh, no, when he moved to Favors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was, like, I even helped him, even though, like, I was, I'm not saying that just to show, I'm just saying, like, that was inconvenient a little bit, but, like, he dropped me off, so that was nice. But, like, I mean, if you have nothing to do, why don't you want to help your friend move?
Yeah, yeah,
I just
yeah.
don't get it. Like, yeah. helping your friend move is not, like, a heroic act. Like, people should have
the fact, the fact that you say that
yeah.
just highlights how good of a dude you are. Because I know people who are like, you text them and you're like, hey, man, I need some help moving. They're like, oh, man, I can't. Yeah. How could you ask me?
Like, yeah, like, come on, dude. Like, if I feel like that's to a person that sends that is also like it falls on you too. Like, if you know somebody's busy, maybe don't.
Yeah.
But don't. Like, if like, you know, if you have a good friend. I mean, I just feel like it's not a big of a deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if you know that, like, the guy is, like, and it's a Sunday. Maybe somebody wants to rest, but, I mean, come on. The guy can say no, but I just didn't see a reason to say
no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but you were, because, you know, that first time you helped me, that second time you helped me move, it was the first or the second time, there was, like, four or five of us. And you were, like, super quiet. You didn't
see,
like, yeah, you didn't, like, talk to any of them.
Apartment F.
Apartment F, yeah, we're moving.
Yeah, that's all funny.
We're moving to apartment F. But yeah, you didn't really like. I noticed you didn't like really talk too much to my other friends who were there helping me move.
Man, my
was
English
quiet.
Wasn't as good.
Yeah, dude, like, your English has taken so off, dude.
Like, I mean, I
how do you? Because you speak Iranian at home.
Persian, yes.
Persian, yeah. Fuck, dude, come on, have some compassion.
I just said. Don't look at me. Just carry
don't
on
look at me
Iranian.
All disappointed. Persian.
I didn't look disappointed. I just said the.
So you speak Persian at home?
Well, do you speak Mexican? No, I'm kidding.
Well, kidding. With my parents, yeah, but...
Yeah, I speak Persian.
You know, with my parents, it's this weird thing because, like, when they speak English, I grew up speaking Spanish to them.
I don't like speaking English in house.
Right, like, yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like speaking English to...
Move right there.
Yeah, I don't like speaking English to my parents, but, like, when...
It's so cringy, like...
It is, right? It is. Like, so, like, when... But it's a weird thing that I feel like very few people understand, but, like...
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, I grew up speaking Spanish to my parents, right? So... But, like, if Haley comes to visit, she speaks English. Now, in Haley's mind, it's like, I don't get it. We all speak English. Why can't we just speak English? You know? But it's like, you don't get it. There's this intimacy between me and my parents speaking the, you know, the language of our homeland to each other. Why would we break that up? Because
that
you're here.
That used to be my big pet.
You know? But we do, though. We do. We do. Like, when, like, Haley comes or if, you know, like...
Yeah, when there's another speaker.
Yeah, but it is cringy a little bit, right? Isn't it? Like, it breaks up some intimacy that you have with your parents.
That used to be my biggest, like, pet peeve. Like, when I used to see Iranians, and they also have accent, like... And it's so weird because I don't feel like my accent is that bad, but, like,
it's gotten so much better.
Yeah, but when I talk, like, when I have to, like, put in, like, an English word in the middle of my sentence, I have to break. I avoid that. Like, if I never say any, like, I say, you know, like, Spanglish or whatever you guys call it. I don't do that because, like, it's so weird that you have to, like, say it with accent, and like our accent, like just the way our the tongue move, and like in Persian and like in English, it's just you can't
different. You can't you blend can't them.
Blend them. So like it just goes like, and I just also hate Iranians seeing like speak English to each other. Like who the fuck? Like you guys forgot? Like you fucking assholes.
Yeah. You forgot where you came from.
I just don't like that. You know, like yeah, that's one of the like reasons I don't like. And also like I see like when people's Persian is like bad, and I'm like. They have like accent or like
well, you know I get a lot of, I get a lot of that too because like I you know I heard a lot about myself growing up like oh he's not really Mexican because I look white going back to that like color of your skin
thing, but looks know? Is like that's way fucked up
no but dude. I get that like, from other Mexicans I get that from Mexicans
you can't help the look you can't help right, the language yeah. you know like you yeah. speak Spanish bro like
perfectly
yeah, yeah. That, and you've been here like you said you came here when you were 6 months or something yeah. like
no not like 2 or 3 years or something like that
I mean still
like, but yeah that's my, like whole a, life, my whole that's, life yeah, my whole
like,
adult life
come on dude like you don't the people that don't speak Spanish when they've been here, that like, come on, dude. Like you.
Chose if you've been to here learn, for this long, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that. I've met people where they've been here like their whole lives.
Like, bro, you came here when you were 7. How's your English still behind? I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, yeah, there comes a point where you have to. Like,
7 is like, man. If I see somebody 7 and like they're still fucking, I'm like, man, I got no respect for that.
Yeah, dude, you got. You know, it's like this weird like dance that you have to do, right? Because like you. You definitely want to...
I've seen both sides. When I see, like, 7, this guy just doesn't even remember his English. That's even fucked up. Like,
dude, that's fucked up, too, yeah. Like, if you don't forget... If language. You forget, like, your first language, too.
Like,
yeah.
That's so traitor move right there. Like, fuck that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like a fine line that you have to walk, right? Like, you want to be... You want to be true to your... To your surroundings, and you want to be true to yourself. Like, when yeah. I first came here, it was, like, a big problem with my parents, you know? There was, like... Dude, when I was in elementary school, like the fucking, you know, we had recess and the kids would play like, soccer or basketball against each other. And, you know, they're kids, you know, kid, it was like second grade. We didn't know any better. They didn't know any better. But they would naturally get in two teams. They would naturally get into two teams. It was like Mexicans versus everybody else.
Dude, kids are some of the most assholes people. Like,
oh, kids are terrible. Kids are awful. Oh, kids can be awful. God. But so it was Orange Glen Elementary. Shout out to Orange Glen.
Shout out.
and just up the road was Hidden Valley Middle School, where my sister went. And if you also if you got through Hidden Valley Middle School, and you could go just down the road again to San Pasqual High School.
shout out
to San Pasqual School.
Shout out to all that district.
Yeah, the Orange Glen district. Shout out.
Oh, everybody getting sad.
Orange Glen, Hidden Valley, and San Pasqual. You know, my aunt actually retired as a school administrator from San Pasqual. It's a very generous pension, which is a good thing. But, anyways. We'd get these, we'd get these games, right? Either football or basketball or soccer. The kids would naturally line up in two teams. And it invariably, it was like Mexicans versus white kids.
Mexicans versus the white boys.
Yeah. And so, like, when I first came to the school, you know, looking like I look, the Mexicans were not asking me to be a part of their team. They were just not asking me to be part of their team.
You should have faked that white boy. Like,
well, no, but the white kids were like, come, Jabron, come. Yeah, no, I spoke it.
Oh,
I spoke it. So in Mexico, they do this thing, dude. This is how clever they are in Mexico, dude. They do this. If you tell them, hey, we're going to immigrate, they'll teach your kid English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in kindergarten.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, especially in the northern areas. So I was already speaking English when I got there, like perfectly.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so like, so the Mexican kids were definitely not like, Jabron, come, you know, come with us. No. And then, but like the white kids were like, oh, he's one of us.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And so like, just as, I don't know, as a kid, like it was nothing. It was like soccer or basketball or something. But as a kid, I would get these like this like preview into like race relations in a weird way. You know, it's like, shit, the Mexicans didn't even want me. I guess I'm going to play basketball with the white kids. And then, like, my parents would be like, well, what are you whitewashed? I was like, I don't know. Like, you guys fucking brought me here.
It's
like,
you guys' jeans.
Yeah. It's your jeans. You brought me here.
Why you make me white?
All right. So, all right. Yeah, yeah. We should wrap this up.
I'm going to go to the gym tomorrow. Fuck, I missed the gym to that for, like, shit. I didn't get no sleep this weekend. I was partying too hard. But tomorrow, I'll be up wrestling.
What are you doing, like pro practice?
Yeah, I do the... Yeah, and also sign up for the... You know that Capital Strength Performance Center? The little CrossFit strength gym
Where is that?
Cody go. It's in Midtown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, actually, shout out to Freddie. He took me there. He talked to the guy. He's like, yeah, you can just go work out there for free.
No shit.
And I went one day, and I felt so bad. And I was like, man, I got to text this guy and be like, how's the membership? Because, like, it's like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it's like $100 a month or something. And I was like, man, I don't, like, I just felt awkward. I haven't even texted the guy. I just don't know what to say. Because I asked for the guy's number from Freddie. Like, hey, like, send me this guy's number. He's like, dude, why are you tripping? I said I'd talk to this guy. You know, he said you can just go work out there for free.
Yeah.
Like, just go work
out. Well, wait, just talk to me a little bit. Just talk to me a little bit more. Just a few more minutes here. Don't you feel like they have something to gain from you being there? Like, you're an MMA fighter.
No, they don't. Cody works out there, dude. Like,
well, what are you? What are you, dog shit?
No, I'm just saying, like, they already have. No, I'm just saying they don't need. I don't think they need me. I don't think.
But what does it cost them for you to come in?
The personal training. It's kind of like a personal training. Like, it's like five different. I know, but it's like a courtesy thing, dude. Like, I just want to ask, you know?
No, no, for sure. For sure. I get that. I get that. And you definitely should.
Hey, if it's for free, fuck, like, better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope so. I hope it's just
gonna right. I guess all I'm saying is that I think it's fair for you to assume.
Yeah.
Or I guess it's fair for not to assume, but to think that they're getting a benefit out of having a guy like you in there, too. And I think that, you know, and it's a good thing that you are asking, but.
I'm just like,
you know, just talking about like confidence a little bit more and stuff, right? Like, you're.
I just feel considerate. Like
no, no, no. It's good. Yeah. You should be considerate, but you should also consider that you have something to offer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're.
Yeah. I know. You're not that particular. Yeah, I mean, he did say. Yeah, that's just, you know, I just feel like it's if I don't even talk to the guy about it, it's kind of like, and yeah, he, I mean, that's Freddie told me, he's like, dude, this fool doesn't trip, like, just go work out. But
yeah,
it's just like, if I just go there every single day. Like three, four days a week. He's giving me personal time, you know, because he's like, there's like five or six of us.
It's like a group's lesson.
Yeah, and it's like, he walks around, you know.
And checks on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of, I just feel like, yeah, this is gym. Like, I just gotta, that's kind of like an Iranian culture too. Like, even if you don't want to pay, you still have to like ask.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. I get that.
There's a word for it. I don't know what it is. You just offer. And, like, you know, if he wants to pay, I'm still gonna pay, because I feel like that's what I need, like, conditioning, strength training. But, you know, I just feel like it would be kind of like.
No, I totally get that.
It's mostly about my own.
I would just like you to feel like you.
Comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that you should also start considering that you do provide a benefit for folks by being there. I mean, you're
blessed these fools.
Who knows, man? You might be the next Cody, right?
No, I mean, I believe that. I believe I will be a champion. I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's just like, isn't Cody going to a fucking hot restaurant? Like, hey, Cody might do that. Give me some fucking sushi. I'm blessing you by stepping into this shithole.
Where can people find you on Instagram?
Big Dick and me. No, I'm sorry. I always pull that joke, you know? Like, what's your Instagram name? Big Dick Amir.
Is that really your Instagram name?
Yeah, really. Big Dick Amir 101.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah. Dude, it's the truth. I'm an honest man.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. It's okay. Not. Okay, it's Amir, A-M-I-R, undercase. Is that undercase?
Yeah, underline? Underscore.
Underscore, K-A, Kazemi, my last name, K-A-Z-M-I, 22. Amir, underscore, Kazemi, 22.
All right, and there it is. That's our sixth episode with Amir.
Tag me, follow me. What do they say?
Yeah. Like, comment, like, follow.
Comment,
like,
subscribe.
Comment, follow. I don't think we've talked any actual jujitsu on this podcast.
Dude, I remember. I was gonna
we didn't talk any jujitsu on this.
I didn't even finish that story that, like, I mounted Aladdin and, like, that shit. Like, it's like, what, 2 hours later? We didn't even. He didn't even finish how I finished the fight. I finished it with an overhand right, and I squeezed Aladdin's neck, and he got upset. I'm just going to finish those two stories. He got so upset. I was like, oh, I didn't know we were doing neck cranks. So, like, dude, I literally only squeeze your neck. I just wanted you to, like, use your hands so I can armbar you. He got so upset. He was like this.
Wait, he got upset?
I mean, not really upset, but yeah, kind of.
A little upset.
You can tell, you know.
A little heated.
Like, yeah, like, I didn't know we were doing that.
Hey, so that guy that told you not to train with me is back?
Yeah, dude.
Is he in the black gi with the white belt?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, you can tell who he is. His long hair, beard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just thought he looked familiar.
I thought he looked familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you can't forget that guy. You can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say hi, dude. He's kind of friendly, like, but you can tell, like, fake friendly.
I hate that.
Fake families are worse. Like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Amir_22. Like, comment, follow. Actually, this has been a sixth episode.
Amir_Kazami22.
Amir_Kazami22. We'll tag you on the video, too.
Tag me.
All right, brother. Thank you all for listening. This has been our sixth episode.